Keeping our promises. In 2 Samuel and chapter 9, it talks about David keeping a promise that he had made. But when he took Mephibosheth in, was it a cynical Machiavellian ploy to keep a possible rival to the throne under observation? Because Mephibosheth was a grandson of King Saul, or can we say, praise the Lord, David has kept his promise to Jonathan? I feel sure it was the latter, because there were other sons of Saul that were in line for the throne besides Jonathan's family. The covenant that Jonathan and David made with one another included their families, and God has a covenant like that with us too. If we understand it rightly, then David was prepared to correct wrongs in his life and his nation. Often the story of Mephibosheth is used for a gospel illustration. He was living in Lodibar. It meant a place without pasture. And when he came and stayed at David's house, his feet were not seen because he was at the table when he was living with David. No one would see a fault with him. He ate like one of the king's sons. The King James Version has, "I will show the kindness of God to him." What lovely words. Do we know anyone who has had a rough time? We must show them the kindness of God. Do we know anyone who doesn't deserve that which has happened to them? We are responsible for showing God's kindness, putting right a wrong. Some have been imprisoned and should not have been. Orphans have been put in institutions with criminal young people. Others have just had a raw deal in life in general. We must be in the restoration business. It may be there is something we did wrong that we can put right. A coal miner gave his life to Christ at our church. Previously, he had taken valuable tools from the pit and decided to return the stolen property then. The union man said, "Say you had a breakdown when you took them," because theft meant instant dismissal. He said, "No, I stole them. It wasn't a breakdown." The coal mining authorities did not sack him because of his honesty, and he thrived at the pit. Some things are not returnable. Others have a returnable value. Zacchaeus was able to make things good. We might hold on to something that is not ours by right. It may be that our country is to blame for damages to other countries that we have done in the colonial past. It could still be possible to show the kindness of God to them. Elizabeth Fry set about to improve the prisons in Britain. Wilberforce and friends sought to end the slave trade. Lord Shaftesbury and others transformed the working conditions of the poor in England. We are here to give back to the world that which God wants them to have. "I will act kindly to him like God," said David. Is there anyone remaining of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God? It could be translated "a great" or "the greatest kindness." In Luke chapter 6 and verse 36, we read, "Be merciful as your Father is merciful." We deal not only with the forgiveness of wrongs, but where we can with the correction of them too. It was normal practice to exterminate all previous claimants to the throne. David was different. Israelite kings became known for their mercy. We are in the likeness of God. We must never deface the image. Let us seek to act towards other people kindly, like God. The Lord bless you today. Amen.